Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true.
The Supplanters bring this back as Tony Williams on vocals. How could you not like that song? One of the classics. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Anna Murray. A.P. Murray is the name on the book, Greedy Heart. Also, her other book is The Complete Software Project Manager. If there never on the planet Earth have there ever been two more different books than Anna's books. Anna, welcome back. Thanks again for being here. I am worried about the big tech companies. I'm worried about Google. I'm worried about Facebook. I'm worried about Twitter just because they're a unique platform. I'm worried about Amazon, big time worried about Amazon. These companies are not like any other major company that the government ever tried to break up. They're completely a different category, all their own. No entities have ever had the kind of leverage and power and cash that these companies have. And market penetration, nobody's ever had this. And they are not. I know sometimes Republicans think that they're Democrats, but Democrats need to wake up and realize they're neither one. Their only ideology is themselves. And if they ever they'll turn on whoever is in their way. And Mr. Biden and Ms. Harris are about to find that out. What do you think?
I completely agree with that. I think that the big tech companies are terrifying in their scope and consolidation in the marketplace. I do think that there are people of all political stripes at the helm in these companies. You know, Jeff Bezos is a famous libertarian.
Well, there are no Republicans leading these companies. One thing we need to get established. There are no Republicans leading these companies. But go ahead.
Well, you know what? Here's the interesting thing. That doesn't. I could name some names, but all that doesn't matter.
Exactly,
because,
that's what I said.
As you say, it is the breadth and the heft of these companies, and it's, you know, what's terrifying is the genie's out of the bottle. It's going to take decades. Mm-hmm. I mean, if the current antitrust lawsuits proceed and succeed, just working that through the courts mm-hmm. is going to take decades.
Well, and I know you've seen my book, The Third Ingredient, but in the introduction, I put a whole section in there about antitrust, and I reminded people that the antitrust department of the U.S. Department of Justice is as analog as anything, and they're men fighting with boys fighting against men as they come up against the digital tech companies. They got no chance.
Yeah, they brought a knife to a gunfight for sure.
That's right.
And so the tech companies are, you know, in all kinds of ways, just undermining they're undermining free speech, they're undermining commerce, they're undermining our ability to get information, everything.
They're controlling
everything.
And they're controlling the marketplace. If you think Amazon doesn't block good companies, put a pot of coffee on and let you and I sit down and talk, because I'm telling you, Amazon is not treating little companies fairly. They're treating them unfairly. And the thing is, though, Anna, they have a position. They have they've carved out themselves a little niche that they've been operating under for over 20 years that needs to change, doesn't it? Tell them what that means.
It does. I mean,
Section 230,
core,
right?
The original sin underlying Facebook, Twitter, Google are that they are not regulated as media. They are regulated as publishing platforms,
right,
which is like, I don't know nothing about birth no babies. You put yourself up on my platform, and who am I?
Because we're hiding behind 230 and we're a private entity, we can decide who gets to be up there, not including the president, including President Trump or President Biden.
They're trying right now. So media, let's just go over the basics. If you're regulated as a media company, you have to abide by the equal time rule, the right of rebuttal rule, the fairness doctrine. You can't just put up false stuff, and you have responsibility that as an advertiser advertising on a media platform that can't be patently false, et cetera, et cetera. So this is up on CBS in the old days and three networks. If I'm speaking of Facebook, if I'm not governed under these rules, I'm not responsible for the content. I don't have to do any of that. Now people are cracking down, which is producing the second sin, which is like, okay, now we as Facebook or Twitter are trying to mark things and decide things and who's this and who's that and who's the other. So they're doing this sort of zombified version so that they don't have to get regulated. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing's a mess.
Well, do you think there'll be the 230 veil will be taken off of them?
I sure hope so. I mean, I think
it needs to be, doesn't it? They can't have it both ways, can they? They can't hide behind 230 and still abuse their and abuse that power. That's what's going on right now, isn't it?
That's exactly what's going on. That is precisely what's going on, and they're making just unimaginable loads of money.
And let me point something else out. I alluded to this earlier, Anna. If they take 230 off of the other platforms, that still won't fix the abuses of Amazon. And those abuses
are significant. No, that's true. That is correct.
That's a whole other story. Amazon is a separate issue unto itself. We're going to come back and talk some more about this. Folks, this is the future. These are things that we have to deal with as we go forward in the digital age.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.